HarperCollins presents From Cornwall with Love by Cressida McLaughlin, read by B. Holland. Prologue. 10 years ago, Maisie Winters wanted to be as bright as the summer sun, to sparkle just like the light did on the water on those sultry evenings when she walked along Port Caradoc Beach, the glittering surface of the ocean taking her breath away. She was off to spend a night at the pub with her friends, and she wasn't going to tell anyone how much hope she held in her heart for this casual occasion, simply because he would be there. "Maisie, we need to get going, if you're coming still." Her older sister, Heather, was calling up the stairs, unable to keep the impatience out of her voice, which was fair enough, because she was going to see her friend Laura and didn't need to walk in Maisie's direction at all. Heather was back in Cornwall for a couple of weeks, but Maisie knew that her heart and her head were in London now, thinking about her MA in event management, her sights set on a future running glamorous, high-profile events. Heather, unlike Maisie, couldn't wait to move away from the Cornish town for good. "Nearly there," she called down, and, satisfied with her blue summer dress and its pattern of silver stars, the way her blonde curls had been tightened by the puff of mousse, her eyelashes glossy with mascara, she dabbed her finger in the shimmering highlighter and swiped it over each cheekbone. That, she thought, taking a deep breath, would have to do. Heather was waiting for her by the front door. Her hair was darker blonde, her frame taller, but their hazel eyes were the same. She held up Maisie's handbag, smiled, and said, "Let's go." They walked through the town, the buildings kissed with the soft orange glow of a slowly setting sun, the seagulls' cries near the harbour competing with the trills of blackbirds in gardens, the laughter of people enjoying barbecues, windows open and music drifting out. They enjoyed a companionable silence until Heather said, "Where are you meeting Gemma?"
"She's not coming," Maisie fiddled with the tassel on her handbag. "Some prelim essay about contract law that she has to do for her university course."
"On a Friday night?" Heather sounded surprised. "She's dedicated to it," Maisie said, trying to keep her voice even. "It's all she talks about, moving up to Durham, the campus, the degree."
"And you're happy to stay here, working in the shop?"
Heather kept any judgment out of her voice, which was good because their mum was already judging her enough for both of them.
"I love working in the ironmongers," Maisie said, "and it'll keep me busy until I decide what I want to do."
"Mum says you're thinking about teacher training." Maisie tried not to roll her eyes. "Mum is thinking about teacher training for me."
"And you don't want to do it?"
"I haven't decided yet. I like the idea of being a teacher, but it would have to be primary age, working at Port Caradoc Primary where..."
"Your placement wouldn't be here, though," Heather said.
"I could ask. There are other schools in Cornwall, and when I'm qualified, I could come back." Heather laughed gently and reached over to ruffle her hair. Maisie dipped away.
"Hey, don't mess it up."
"Why? Because Colm's going to be at the pub."
Her eyes widened. "Colm and his friends and you and..."
"No, Gemma."
"Oh, my God, Maisie. No wonder you're so tense."
"I am not tense," she protested lamely.
"You'll be fine," Heather said.
"Of course I will,"
Maisie scoffed. But her palms were hot and prickling. Her throat felt tight. And when the sea shanty, the traditional slightly scruffy pub that the teenagers always flocked to, came into view, she almost turned around and walked away.
"Want me to come in with you?" Heather asked.
Maisie...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?